Dem congressman leads Guam National Guard troops to Marjorie Taylor Greene's office in political stunt. By Christina Wong on March 15, 2021. Guam Rep. Michael F. Q. San Nicolas, D., led a group of Guam National Guard members to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's office on Monday in a political stunt using members of the military, which are not supposed to participate in partisan or political activities while in uniform. The video shows San Nicolas leading about a dozen National Guard troops to her office, according to a video posted by The Hill. After reaching Greene's office, San Nicolas poses with a basket of what appear to be snacks and pamphlets on Guam. It is not clear what San Nicolas told the National Guard forces, or if they knew what they were doing or where they were going. According to video, San Nicolas interacts with one of Greene's staffers, asking when Greene would be back in her office. San Nicolas said, "I also have my Guam guardsmen that are out here on deployment. They wanted to come over and say hello, too." The congressman then asks Greene's staffer to come outside of the office to greet the National Guard members in the hallway. According to The Hill, San Nicolas's stunt was in reaction to Greene's remarks in late February implying that Guam was not part of America. Greene reportedly said, "We believe our hard-earned tax dollars should just go for America, not for, what, China, Russia, the Middle East, Guam, whatever, wherever. Right? If we want to build roads, if we want to put money into schools, if we want to build border walls, we want it right here at home." San Nicolas's stunt received immediate criticism from conservative figures who decried him using members of the military for a political stunt, particularly after some military were caught up in another controversy after some leaders slammed conservative talk show host Tucker Carlson for his opinion on Biden. Some noted that if this happened under a Republican president, there would be more outrage. Some academic scholars said that, even if they did not personally support Greene, it was a bad idea nonetheless to march troops to her office as part of a political stunt. Some questioned how the National Guard had time to participate in the stunt, given that they are deployed to D.C. to protect the Capitol building. The Pentagon recently approved approximately 2,300 troops to remain deployed at the Capitol. On Monday, Fox News reported that Acting House Sergeant-at-Arms Timothy Blodgett wrote in a memo that there does not exist a known credible threat against Congress or the Capitol complex that warrants the temporary security fencing that has been set up around the Capitol since January 6. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.